Do you talk to your pet? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eric Kirschenbaum, research fellow in the Department of Zoology at the University of Cambridge, delves into whether our pets actually understand what we're saying.
Pretty much every one of us who has a pet talks to their animals. But do they talk back? It certainly can seem like you're having a conversation with your dog, but is he doing any more than just responding to the cues that are associated with food or walkies? It's one of the biggest mysteries in zoology, why we alone in the animal kingdom use language, whereas no other animal seems to come close. But appearances can be misleading. Using mathematical tools, we can look for statistical patterns in animal sounds that, while not being an actual language, show that there's a wider range of complexity than we previously thought. Dolphins, for instance, use specially crafted whistles to refer to each other by name. And recently, we've shown that wolves combine different kinds of howls differently depending on where they live. What's more, statistical analysis shows that the way that animals combine sounds isn't just into some random sequence. We don't know what it is or what it means, but it seems that it's not quite as arbitrary as we once thought. Communication should bring huge evolutionary advantages to animals that need to cooperate to survive. And we're only slowly understanding how animals share this kind of vital information. But intelligent social animals like wolves and dolphins seem to have much more communicative capacity than they need for, say, hunting. And it's likely that it's social information that makes up much of what they have to say to each other. Now, these new discoveries don't mean that we're going to find that animals have language after all, but it should help us to understand how simple animal communication could have evolved gradually, but very quickly, into the human language that so distinguishes us from every other species on the planet.
That was Eric Kirschenbaum of the University of Cambridge. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.